This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And that's the ball game. The Padres take game two of the series. They're now 6-2 against the Giants this year. And this one, Mike, Giants had opportunities, and we've said this before, they just did not cash in.
Wow. My man, Kipe, I got a text. Can I read it from our guy Squirts, Donnie?
Sure.
Stop it, you guys, in my Fitzgerald voice. They stink. On to the Niners or Warriors. This team's done. Anything but a crappy baseball team you can't do anything about till the offseason. This is a crisis. I don't love it. Yeah, I don't. Man, dude, what? Okay, let me
know what you're gonna say, dude. What do you do?
Stan, you gotta be nicer to people, man.
Yeah, now
that was Squirt.
No,
he's not a program director. And you know what? Guru gives him too much power on this show.
No,
I'm sick of Squirt texting in all the time and ruining the flow of the show.
What about your no-name friend?
That's email.
Well, you still read it?
Not on the air.
Instead of you do read it on.
No.
Evan, what's our guy's name? And he reads
it
on.
With Harry.
There you go. Come on, Harry.
To hell with Harry.
Dude, he's been quiet lately.
No,
stop
he hasn't.
It. Hey.
He actually hasn't.
This is real. We're in our counseling session last night. I go through game film. You, Evan, and I. And you'd think I don't. Every time I drive home, radio off. And I'm apologized to one Leonis Word. Because last year, I got loud.
Oh, my God.
Because I thought he was taking a shot at me.
It was this year.
Okay. All right, this year.
And I like Leonis.
No, he asked because he sent me something yesterday.
Yeah, that was a bad
What I did to Nick, who was taking subtle shots at me, I had to react. But how dare you be the mediator on how you talk to me daily like a dog on how I talk to anybody. And for the show, I allow it. Because you wouldn't talk to me in the street like that because I'd have you in a trash can. But how dare you be, I think you overreacted.
And did.
I'm driving, Evan, and my foot just stepped on the gas like, Evan can tell me that. But not this guy who talks to his partner like a dog.
That's rough. I was waiting on him in the bushes.
Oh, hey.
You were too hard on those guys. Both of them.
But you're hard on me every day.
What you did to Leonis was borderline unprofessional.
No, he caught it.
Could have gotten you fired.
No, he's
You're just lucky that Nick.
He said a word, and he said it when he reached out to me, Leonis.
What's the word?
I'll look it up. Hold on. But he said the word that set me off. And I love Nick. I was just, come on, man. Stoddy, this thing's a mess.
We're a show of peace.
There we go. And I do want to say this to you. How far off are you? Because it sounds like you might be there where you're moving Melvin off the dartboard and putting Buster up there. Because I believe I will start doing that if he does not send a message to the fans that this is unacceptable and we got a manager and players telling us nobody has the answer. That constitutes change. That's all. Nothing personal against Bo Mel.
Okay.
But Buster,
fire
you are
him
a
now.
Winner.
Just get rid of
him.
Well,
what if he's giving him a one last gasp to see what you can do with the rest of this season?
That's
forget
pathetic,
that.
Then.
David Hernandez is like, dude, you're going to say they're 5.5 out. No, I'm not. No, I am not. Stoney, they're playing for Melvin's job. And you got two hits in 18 innings?
I don't know why. I got to be honest.
You hate that?
Well, and you're not the only one who says it. Melvin's managing for his job. Can somebody explain that, please?
Fine. He'll explain Melvin's managing for his job when you explain baseball has spoken.
Oh, baseball is definitely.
That's
right. It's not only spoken, it continues to speak.
What was the one from today? The bags? The
it's
bag line?
It's fair to wonder.
It's, right. It's just going to use but, all these words dude. And phrases of the day.
And look how he's glowing.
Evan brought it up. Baggerly used it's fair to wonder in consecutive paragraphs.
And I do wonder if but that gains traction, if Buster lets Melvin finish, if they continue this debacle. Because that's what it is right now. And Steiny, you know how much it costs to go to a Giant game, pay for parking, get the fries, the nachos, the margaritas? The fans have done, they've gone above and beyond. And you're 1-12 in your last 13? Forget making the playoffs. Can you treat us to something?
This is
two
from,
runs
this
in
is
18
from,
innings.
And I know you. I know you. I was going to start with a little one liner.
Go ahead.
This is from because I didn't mean to you, so I'll be nice to you. For all the way, this is from Andrew Baggerly. Right. Listen to this, because this is now this you should get a wow on.
Okay.
For all the ways that Buster Posey's involvement in baseball operations has generated enthusiasm. While designing a roster and lineup with far greater continuity, and here's the key line, it's fair to wonder if there are aspects of that approach that have worked to the organization's detriment.
And I don't think that's too strong because he's saying he's not there yet, but this is so bad, you could have the thought. Like right now, with calls and text, whatever you I think is all fair right now. There is nothing you could say about the Giants this season that I think right now is foul. You might disagree, Steiny, and that's why I just believe how I just me growing up in sports, watching owners and general managers work, presidents of teams, guys get fired, they get relieved. It's not personal. Matt Williams, Pat Burrell, and you said this about a month ago. What's on the back of his baseball card that would give him the license to instruct anybody on how to come out of a slump or work on going the other way? Just think about it. Or is it the good old boy network to where, you know what, we're friends, Pat, guess what? You're hitting instructor. But, Steiny, when you got this type of ineptness, I mean, man, it's fair to wonder.
Will
Clark's probably like if we got
who cares?
No, because somebody brought him up by the boss put it on Twitter. Just man, and Evan did say this about Posey. I'm not snitching when it was announced he was managing.
Well,
he can I say or you can say what you thought. Tell us. You said it on
no,
air.
No, I mean you can snitch. It's fine.
I don't like snitching, but Evan was just hey, Buster has no experience. But I don't think
say it like.
The Adamas signing I'm in on. So is the Devers.
You sugarcoated it. He's like, I can't wait to see Posey fail.
That's not, stop it. That's not what I said.
He said, you guys.
No,
you realize,
he talked about the.
He said, you guys realize that Buster Posey has no experience in the front
that.
Office.
I get that.
But hey.
I like what he's done. I like what he's brought. I do like the additions outside of Verlander. I mean that. That's why I'm so just blown away at how this thing is going the other way. It is the Titanic right now in the bay.
It's just now I know why you got to get on Melvin. Because if you like his acquisitions, then
you expect
you need to blame somebody because they've woefully underachieved. And why can't we just say that Buster's acquisitions up until this point have not worked out?
That is fair.
Okay.
But it's thin. What about the Baileys? What about the all-star that was Ramos and his I don't even know what's going on with him, Stoudy, but he's on my team. I'm not getting off of Ramos. And if right field is in his future, right field's in his future. I don't understand how you couldn't just put a lineup card if you're having tryouts. Hey, Fitzgerald, you're not playing. Ramos, go to right. Like, let's just do it now.
Well,
because that's how ludicrous Fitzgerald to me in right field is. Luciano, can he get some at-bats? Like, I know you think I'm playing. Are we so done with Matos? Hit a 2-run homer against the Dodgers.
He stinks. Come on, Goo. He's hitting 170.
Fitzgerald stinks.
Well, then why did you think he was going to duplicate last year? Why did we think that? Let's go to Gary in Daly City.
Gary.
Hey, Gary. How you doing, man?
Guys, have a nice day.
Hey.
Basically, I've been watching the team, like I said, a long time. I didn't like when Posey took over. Like I told you guys know what I was saying.
Yeah.
He needed to bring in an old wise head to pump the brakes on him, a teacher, a journeyman, a Ned Colletti, guys like that. Everybody has Jerry West, one of those guys, John McVay. He didn't do it. He thought, I'm Buster Posey. I can do this. He kept the same guys from Farhan in the front office. He brought in Randy Wynn. Maybe nice guy. He knows nothing about front office. It was a giant reunion tour. Look at all his list of guys he brought back. All his guys, where they all need a paycheck. I mean, you need to till he brings somebody to give a whole evaluation of his whole organization from the A ball, rookie ball, to the Triple A, to the major leagues, an honest evaluation. I didn't like Devers. I told you guys that.
Yeah, you did.
I did not like Adamas. He couldn't hit a curveball. My scout buddy said, this guy cannot hit it. Look at the two teams he got traded. Milwaukee's on fire. Boston's on fire. Why would you rush? You evaluate your team. You weren't going to compete with the big boys. He needed some boy. He was just so happy somebody would sign here. But why would you extend Melvin? I wanted Stephen Voigt before Busty took over. Yeah. Somebody from the outside. He doesn't have nobody from the outside to give Buster an honest opinion. How many superstars outside of Jerry West, I've said this before, I don't mean to repeat it, have made it in a front office?
Yeah,
none. None. Yeah. That's it, Jerry West, and but he took Myers under his wing. All these guys have somebody that, like in all our lives, there's somebody out there that takes us under our wing and gives us tough love and pumps the brakes. He doesn't have that. Just because he's Buster Posey superstar doesn't mean he's Buster Posey general manager, president of operations. Until he does it, and they weren't going to compete with the Dodgers or Phillies or the Mets. I mean, come on. Let's be real about it, but to extend Melvin, that shows you where his head is right now. That was insane.
Thanks, thanks, Gary.
And we got to give Gary credit, Stoney. I recognize his voice.
I love his voice.
He's been consistent from the beginning. I'm going to read two texts from you from the same person, the 707, and you tell me which one you agree with more. It's not Melvin's fault, or they don't have enough good players?
Well, they don't have enough good players.
See, then how do you get to 40 and 28, Stoney?
You know,
no, seriously,
it's baseball. That's the beauty of baseball. It's 162 games. They're no flukes.
But you're 19 and 33 since.
That's because you're 19 and 33, and that's part of 162 games. I bet you could find. You know, you take out the Rockies.
John Lynch, just real quick about somebody that played and had success.
He have to do with anything.
He said guys that take on a role in the front office are not, that it doesn't work out. John Lynch, we could say it worked out for him. Hall of Famer and
Verdict's out.
Well, two Super Bowls, Donnie, come on.
Yeah, missed the playoffs 4 out of 8 years. And plus, he's not really even running the show. That's the Shanahan.
It's the Heine
style. He is. Shanahan's boat.
Count the bucket.
You know what, Chris A?
What?
Thank you, Chris A. Thank you.
What?
You're listening. Legal. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
Can I? Go ahead.
He says, Goo knows. He's just acting like he doesn't.
That did make me laugh. I don't have the answers.
I do. I've been giving them all day long. They can't hit lefties, Goo. That's one of their problems. Secondly, Posey's put together a team that he thought was a better fielding team than it was. It wasn't.
Well, I'll give you Adamas there.
Posey's, congratulate Buster Posey on, he's put together the slowest team in baseball.
Has he really?
Probably.
Adamas is not slow, baseball slow. No, see, it's that. How many times have they told him to go?
Well, that's, you don't send vending machines to try to steal bases.
Can I call out two of our six hosts? I normally don't do this, but
absolutely.
I'm uncomfortable.
Now do it. I'm sick because I'm
sick. Joe Shasky and Mark Willard.
Do it, dude.
They are my guy. They are my brothers from another mother.
Well,
but I'm getting uncomfortable
you do rip
with
them
the,
when they're not
here,
here
I go.
Uh-oh.
The Ohtani slander. He's just a man. These guys are going in on him like he robbed a bank.
I thought
Evan,
this was going to be more serious.
No, I'm serious.
I thought you were really going to take
Willard
a shot
at him. And Shasky, leave him alone. Evan.
Dude, they're jealous.
You may have solved it.
Of course.
Other word of the day
is
profiling.
Dude, it's like, let him live, Will and Butch. But Butch this morning did admit he's a good player. But dude, he's not a criminal. He got off. I don't know what's going on with this investment stuff. He's still on the diamond. But they really don't like Ohtani.
See, and this is what you shouldn't be afraid to do, because I've done it, and I am doing it. 707 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. You guys overreacted to their start. They're an average team. You're right, man. 707, I was wrong. They're not that good.
They're not better than we thought.
It happens.
So, Mr. Mouth, I'm calling you Mouth.
It happens.
Were you saying this the day after the Devers trade? No. You were in the pool with the rest of us.
I was wrong.
Everybody was.
It's liberating.
Yeah, everybody was wrong.
I actually thought Patrick Bailey was half decent.
No, I was wrong. If the top eight hitters were scoring runs, he would fit in.
Ramos could catch a fly ball. I was wrong. I thought Jung-Hoo Lee was the type of center fielder that could lead off, steal a bag, create some havoc. I was wrong. Let's go to Chris in San Jose.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
Two things really quick.
Yeah.
Anything that affects quality, 80% of anything that affects quality is the manager's responsibility.
Mm.
You gave him a pass. He really hasn't shown you anything in previous years that he was a quality manager. Yesterday, you know, I've said before, the team looks like the Bad News Bears. Pop up to right field. In comes the right fielder. He slips and falls.
This is a tough play.
Grass.
Oh, man.
The guy separate.
It's windy.
Yeah, No. I said the stadium is not conducive to the players playing in it. You know there's wind in the bay.
Yeah.
You know that. So if you're coming in, you have to do a chop step.
Yeah,
he ran in like he was chasing lollipops and candy.
You're right about that.
And he looks like the Bad News Bear throwing, you guys. This is funny. And you're rooting for this team? You think this team is going somewhere?
Well,
are
not
you
now.
Kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think so now. Yeah.
Well, not now. Why would you sell your fans over this team when you have so much knowledge of sports?
Can I just ask you this? But I was going to ask him, did he feel that way the day the Devers trade was announced that Sunday? I got to believe he was excited. We all were, and that's why it's a colossal failure.
It's a colossal schnookering.
Well, then you don't think Devers is any good. Dude, he's one of the best boppers in the game.
I can only
He hasn't
him.
Been that in a Giant uniform.
But he will next year.
I'm not so sure.
Uh-oh.
If you don't fix the stench and find out where that odor is coming from.
Here's the good news. The good news is if Devers doesn't hit next year, you can just fire that manager because it'll be his fault.
Stoney, I know you're at the punchline, but people are hurt, man.
I'm at the punchline, but I'm not all the way in. Seriously, What if Devers, Chapman, and Adamas are on a slow decline?
Wow. Then you got major problems. But I think it's way too soon to say that, though, okay. Man.
It is too soon to say that. I agree. But it cost you this year. So the first year you got these guys, they didn't produce. They didn't deliver what you wanted.
Right.
Okay, we go to next year. If they're done with it, if they're not going to make a run this year, okay, then we come back next year. Well, they better play better next year, right? And here's where I would be like, or what?
Hope is not a strategy.
Well, are you hoping that Devers will hit next year, or do you look at his baseball card and say, the bottom line is he's going to hit next year?
That is it. That's it for me. And, you know, I'm the king of bad analogies, but say what you want, even if you thought it was worthy. Why did Steve Wilks get fired from his defensive coordinator position with the Niners, Steiny?
Seriously?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Because the defense was bad.
Okay.
Or what they deemed bad, the coach.
Right.
So that's what's happening with Melvin and his team. It's time for a change to me, and I know I'm being redundant, and get another voice in here and see if that can get Adamas, Endeavors, and Chapman out of these ruts. And Ramos, and Jung-Hoo Lee.
What if you can't blame every
player on the roster. Of course you can.
But
somebody has to pay a price.
Here's the other thing. Maybe some of your players aren't that resilient. Sometimes young players aren't resilient. It takes, mental toughness. You improve your mental toughness over years and years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I mean, it is like we're having fun. I'm not having fun, but 10 for 78 with runners in scoring position in their last 12 home games. And that's just been the mantra the whole year. Guy can hit two home runs, be hot as a firecracker, but with runners in scoring position, he'll K, pop up. And we saw it last night. They were threatening. And I'm like, the old Giants are going to make them pay. But that ship has sailed. Thank you. Or did you hit that?
No, I didn't hit it. I think that was a lady screaming or somebody.
This is Robbie Ray.
Oh, yeah. 113 pitches.
That's not that many.
If you look at his game log, Steiny, come on. And we're,
don't make me snitch.
They've been kidding.
I'm begging you not to make me snitch.
Oh, you can.
No, I won't.
Oh, no.
I won't.
If you think I do radio or my commentary,
I'm not
based on bets, Steiny, say that. Oh, how dare you think why is he grinning like the Riddler?
I made it up.
I'm not the guy that takes my personal wins or losses onto the air.
Did Did you have a parlay last night?
Yeah,
Morrison would say, sitting
through
pretty.
Prize Picks. I hit my first four, would have won me $350 for 20.
Okay, what was the fifth one?
Robbie Ray under 98 pitches. And he went,
there it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's all you need to know.
No!
How much would you have won?
$450.
You would have won $450.
And they brought
had Robbie
back.
Ray not pitched the sixth inning.
Oh, I thought a new pitcher was coming.
Do you see what we're talking about here?
Stoney, forget the cash. It's about the protection for Ray moving forward.
They're
tired.
You just care about your $450.
Nah, I do, Stoney. Like, what was Melvin doing? The hell with it. Let him throw 113. We're back in 1978 baseball. I thought it was odd.
Oh, well, when Buster Posey wants to turn back the clock to 2010, everybody's fine. Everybody wants to turn back the clock. Then when Melvin, by the way, he got out of the fifth and sixth inning. How tired could he have been?
But 113 is a lot. Just give us that. Forget Prize Picks.
You know
113.
You know it's a lot? $450. That's a lot.
Oh, man. I'm like, Melvin, it's not the last game of the season, Bob.
Oh, by the way.
It might be.
I may.
Dude, seriously.
On the other side, I may.
What you got?
I got to ask you about something.
Well, I'm here.
Because you're getting close to trouble brewing.
Mm-hmm. Only got a bet with Evan, so I don't think I'm worried yet.
No, this was just. I'll just get out right now.
Yeah, tease it.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.